Yeah, so Let Mom Sleep is for moms and women alike, because at the end of the day, we live in a society that really undervalues women. And I wanted to come up with something that women could really feel at the end of the day, that like they have like a whole community that like gets it. They understand how hard the work is.
Back here at CWCP, it's your host Max Uos from Dope SEO, and I'm here with
Julie McGill.
Julie McGill from Let Mom Sleep.
Yes, okay. Let Mom Sleep.
Yeah, we just met. We're trying to feature some wonderful female entrepreneurs in the cannabis industry, and Brian kept hovering, coming back. He's like, "Okay, I want to talk to you guys. I want to talk to you guys." And I went over there. He's like, "You should probably talk to you." So I pulled you out of your booth. Brian's holding it down over here, so I don't want you to be too stressed. We'll do this. I want to know more about your business.
Yeah, so Let Mom Sleep is for moms and women alike, because at the end of the day, we live in a society that really undervalues women. And I wanted to come up with something that women could really feel at the end of the day, that like they have like a whole community that like gets it. They understand how hard the work is.
Okay.
And also, I really didn't feel like in the cannabis space that there was really anything like so blatantly female. And I wanted people to be like, okay, like I'm going to dispensary, female brand, Let Mom Sleep.
So there you go.
I do THC, CBD, and mushroom products.
Ooh, what kind of mushroom products?
Amanita mushrooms.
Okay.
They're very legal. They're federally and state legal. So I'm a mom. I'm not trying to go to jail or anything. I got kids to take care of.
So functional mushrooms.
Yes.
Functional mushrooms, not psychedelic mushrooms. But I drink mushroom coffee. It's amazing.
There's so many health benefits with mushrooms.
Absolutely. I'm a big fan of mushrooms. I'm a big fan of cannabis. And I'm a big fan of women entrepreneurs.
Me too. But it's also like, if the CBD doesn't work and the THC doesn't work, then there's another option too, which
there is
great.
And sometimes it's a combination of them just to make sure you figure out what the balance is.
Absolutely.
How did you get into this?
I was a woman in corporate America for 20 years.
How was that?
You know,
that sounds terrible.
I thought that my experience was very similar to what other people were having. And then I would talk to my friends and they were like, I've never dealt with a boss like that. I've never dealt with a situation like that. I've never faced anything that as difficult as you have. And I realized that I was really like a huge fighter. And I always had a love of being a mom and a love of cannabis.
Okay.
And hence Let Mom Sleep was born. And I just said, I'm going to take all that energy and all the passion that I had from all those years that I was rejected and fuel my own business. And now it's been great.
Hell
so.
Yeah. So you took all that experience, everything else, and you basically just pushed out. How long have you been in business now?
6 months.
6 months? High five to you. Listen.
And it's going great.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Just to be able to say that, though, it's like I've been in business for 6 months. Things are going fantastic.
They're going great.
You know what I mean? That's amazing.
I mean, they could always be better. So visit letmomsleep.com.
letmomsleep.com?
Yep.
And you bought that.
It's mine. Yep.
That's amazing. Even better, because you'd be amazed how many people don't own their website.
Really?
For their own brand.
Oh, my goodness. No, I own it. It's mine. It's built on there.
No, you're smart.
I designed it myself, too.
Even better.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Because I was talking to Brian. So where are you based out of?
I live in Connecticut.
Where in Connecticut?
In the Litchfield area.
Okay.
So kind of where Gilmore Girls, where that whole series was based off of. But to get more specific and get me more on the map, I live closer to where they were looking for Aaron Hernandez, where they were looking for the weapon in his murder trial.
For anybody that remembers that.
It's a Netflix documentary that I have nothing to do with.
But if you want to know the general location, it's where the murder weapon was being searched for. So being in Connecticut, because Connecticut's an interesting market.
It's very tight, and I think the best part about Connecticut is that because the legislation is so tight and they're so, I want to say, like restrictive with what you can do, you got to play in a safe space.
Right.
And that kind of opens up the door for other states realizing that things are different. So Connecticut, so far, it's been good to me. I don't know anything else because that's where I started.
Okay.
But as I learn about the industry, it's very different in other places.
Okay. So, and then backtrack because I have a really bad short-term memory. So we've got CBD products, THC products.
And mushrooms.
So you're doing all this, you're manufacturing everything yourself, you're making all the products yourself?
I'm not, no.
Okay.
My business partner, Brian Valencia, he owns a company called Anik Nava.
Okay.
And my products all come from there.
Okay.
And then I label them on my own.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, cool. So I was just curious about that because I was like, because I have friends in Connecticut, and I just know that, like, Connecticut, from a just the license stuff that was happening with there was a fucking nightmare.
I'm federally and state legal for my product because I'm under 3%, so more Delta 9 products than anything.
Beautiful.
So I'm able to play in that space too.
Okay,
but
good.
Even the dispensary market's really changing in Connecticut, where it used to be only strictly THC products, but because of the shortage, they're bringing in more hemp-derived products, and that really opens up more.
Really?
Yeah, so we've seen more hemp-derived strains, more hemp-derived drinks, hemp-derived gummies that are in dispensaries versus
coming
in
into
the past,
the space.
Which I had never seen before in all my years
supply
of
and
dispensary.
Demand.
Yeah,
it's supply and demand.
Things are changing.
Yeah. That's amazing, too, because you'd think, like, I guess they didn't plan on people spending and buying as much as they were, and then they're like, we don't have the supply chain for it.
No, but luckily we're a small state, so we go right over the border to Massachusetts.
Truth, but you're not supposed to do
that
yet.
People do. I don't. I've never been there. Never been to Massachusetts.
Never ever?
Yeah, never.
Wait, you've never crossed the border to Massachusetts?
I went to college in Boston.
Oh, okay.
But that was before weed was legal.
Oh, you never bought weed. I get what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay, cool. I was like, you're right there. Like, I'm sure you accidentally.
I'm a mom. I don't break the laws.
This is being recorded, folks. This is good. I was like, how do you live right there? And, like, you had to have made a wrong turn somewhere sometime ever. But obviously, you've been there. You don't go there. All right. Anyway, so tell us about your products. What's the benefit of Let Mom Sleep?
So the benefit of Let Mom Sleep is our really high quality products. Everything is sourced out of a farm in Oregon and across the USA. So you're getting everything that's really good. So you know what you're putting in their body is awesome.
Okay.
My pain cream was the most popular product here at the trade show. People just love it because it's super concentrated, super rich. I also have my Amanita mushroom chocolate is extremely popular, but also my Amanita mushroom gummies all sold out too. So those
really?
Are my two hottest sellers. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but I do take a bedtime Betty every night. That's what we call that's the name of our CBD nighttime products. They're awesome. You don't get a sleep hangover with them, which
Even
is
better.
A lot with it. So if anybody has trouble sleeping, I highly recommend that product because it's what I use on a daily basis because I consume my products and they're great.
Yeah, well, you should. I mean, absolutely. So you could say that. But obviously the fact that you sold out of your products here at the show.
Exactly.
Did you expect to sell out of everything at the show? Or?
Well, I was on lower quantities of certain things, so I had an idea. But So, but I'm very thrilled. I'm just very happy to be here.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. So how do people get in touch with you?
If you guys want to find me, I'm on Instagram at letmomsleep_, also on TikTok, or you can go directly to my website, www.letmomsleep.com, or if you want to stalk me and send me something directly, it's just hello@letmomsleep.com for my email.
Beautiful. So you said TikTok. How are you marketing on TikTok?
Oh, TikTok, I just have a page.
Oh,
on there,
okay.
Because there's, yeah.
Gotcha. I was going to say, like, how are you doing products?
I don't advertise on there.
Okay.
No, I just have a page if you want to follow me on there.
Okay.
And I give news about, like, free stocks and stuff like
that. Nice. Okay, cool. Because I was like, we've always had weird results with not advertising, but, like, even just posting stuff.
TikTok is strange.
Yeah.
What they let you do and what they don't
their
do.
Their algorithm and the way they push and then throttle and then remove and whatever. So I was just...
The things they flag are weird. So
right. Right. Like, one day you're like, I had 16,000 views, and it's, like, disappeared. You're like, what the hell?
Community violation.
Damn you, TikTok.
Instagram is my jam, though. I think that's where a lot of people my age lay.
Hang out.
Yeah, so I like that one. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, good.
Thank you so much for having
me. No, my pleasure. Like, listen, we wanted to help feature some of the local businesses, some of the entrepreneurs that are here. Very excited to see what you're doing. Very excited to hear about your business. Let Mom Sleep.
Letmomsleep.com. We also have merch, too. My shirt says Tired as a Mother. We also have one that says Eternally Exhausted. So.
Wait, what does the other shirt say?
Eternally Exhausted.
Eternally
with, like,
Exhausted.
With, like, flames and stuff on it. So.
And I think any mom out there will get that.
And then also, like, I have a beanie for the men that says I Love Hot Moms on it.
Nice.
So.
I need that shirt.
Yeah. He says, I need that shirt.
Eric wants that shirt. Okay, so they can get the merch and the products and everything else. And then are you looking to expand, like, into more states? Or are you trying to...
Yeah, we're actually we're going international.
Really?
So we're looking to get in anywhere and everywhere. We want Let Mom Sleep. So if there's any states that are interested or any stores, any distributors, anyone, as long as it's the right fit, we'd love to move forward.
Hello@letmomsleep.com. And I'm assuming they can get the merch and everything else, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
So check
Absolutely.
Out. Thank you so much for jumping on.
Thank you.
Back to you, Haas. Letmomsleep.com. This is another episode of Meet Unshackled. from here from the CWCB Expo. Sponsored by Neurovine, which I totally forget. Derek came over and explained the whole thing to me. Anyway, it's a great nutrient system for growers. Streamlines the whole thing. We were talking with Alex. He's a smart dude. You should get one for yourself. All right. That's it, folks.
Thank you.
See you in the next one.
At Neurovine, we've developed a hydroponic nutrient dosing system called the Aurora. It's advanced, easy to use, and competitively priced. The Aurora can be used in both small and large-scale facilities and works great for recirculating and drain-to-waste systems. We've got clients saving 2 to 3 hours of labor every day and getting 15% increases in their yield. You can control the Aurora directly from your smartphone or computer so you can grow on vacation. Automation is the future of agriculture, and Neurovine is the future of automation.
Neurovine City, boy. Neurovine City.
Loving the system, man. Loving the system. Happy customer right here. This is a stand-up machine. This is something else.
When they're hungry, they eat. I don't have to come out here daily to look at my phone and make sure it's doing the right thing. I love it.
Having the level of precision from the peristaltic pumps, which can be down to the milliliter, is awesome. By having such resolution and precision, we can also push the envelope of growth, and that has really helped us.
I think the system is more modular than other products. It's also, I think, a better value in general. The software that you get in the cloud and the physical hardware, it's a really effective system.
Plants are growing huge. The system really gives it the full potential.
In this business, this takes the cake. I love everything about it. I mean, hands down, I love everything about it. The results are, you know, above and beyond what I expect, you know?
It's a pleasure to be working with you, man.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
It's
a lot.